With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Good evening, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. And the Golden State Warriors are headed to their fifth consecutive NBA Finals. And they dispose of the Portland Trailblazers tonight and sweep their series against them 4-0. They now await the winner of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. And pretty amazing if you take a step back and start thinking about where the Warriors are in historical terms. I'm not sure this is the, you know, we can get into some nuts and bolts of the series, but these are the times when you got to just take a step back and say, the things that this team has accomplished, this franchise has gotten done in the Joe Lacob era with Steph Curry, pretty amazing. And again, Golden State going to their fifth consecutive NBA Finals. They beat the Portland Trailblazers tonight, 119-117. This is Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search. Guru, what more can you say?
And I will say this, that of all the runs during this, Steve Kerr tenure, this, to me, it becomes more special because a big component of your team is out, and that's Kevin Durant. And the wheels didn't fall off. DeMarcus Cousins is out. Iguodala did not play tonight, and they still pull it out, and it's just that championship moxie to where you watch the game and you just know when that time clock hits 4000, the Warriors are going to have the lead, and that's what I felt like tonight. Portland, they're not better than the Warriors, Steiny, but I don't know who to put it on, Dame, the coach. They just didn't execute, and maybe I need to tip my cap to the Warriors' defense on why I saw a lack of execution coming from the Blazers in an elimination game at home.
One of the things I think the Warriors have managed to pull off, and it's pretty improbable when you stop and think about it, and the number here is 888-957-9570. And momentarily, we will be going to the Steve Kerr postgame press conference. That'll be coming up momentarily. But one of the things about the Warriors that they've kind of managed to pull off here is they're back-to-back NBA champions going for a three-peat. And yet, it feels like they have somehow begun to consider themselves Cinderella almost. They're not playing like favorites other than the fact that they have more talent than everybody. They seem to have something to prove, whether it's because Kevin Durant's not playing or not. It would seem to clearly have something to do with that. But the reality is the Warriors are favorites, and yet there's something they have going right now which makes what they're doing seem pretty special. And the reality is we thought they're going to get three in a row when you thought about it at the start of the season. So what I'm getting at is if they manage to pull this off, however they manage to pull it off, it's going to be far more interesting than anybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well said. And I'll say this, Steiny, we cannot predict the future, but I will tell you this, my friend, whatever transaction happens with the Warrior leaving, staying, coming, or going, I got my money on this team next season. This season's not even over. That's where I'm at. This thing is nowhere near the end, regardless of who departs. And for me to say that and mean that, it's a special thing going on. And I got to ask you this real quick, the million-dollar question.
Wait a minute. So you're saying
KD could bounce. Some other things could happen. If Steph, Dre, and Clay are in Warrior uniforms, I got the dubs on mine.
What does that mean? To win it all next year?
Yeah, you win it all.
What about this year? They still have another series.
Yeah, but I'm figuring being proactive is they're going to take care of business.
The Warriors are going to win four. You already have jumped
next year. No, I'm enjoying my prediction. Okay. Kevin Truth has been doing that. But, yeah, so I'm just saying if this season does culminate in the championship. But what I'm saying is the future's bright. What I want to ask you real quick, we talked this morning, Green or Curry, who's MVP? And I know one game in a series can be big, but if they both had a triple-double, I'm asking you, did Curry do enough if you were to give an award to surpass Green tonight?
Yeah, I don't.
You ain't into that?
No, not even. It doesn't remotely interest me at all. Coming up with a fictitious MVP for a fictitious award that they don't have.
But it was over social media.
Well, I'm the one who brought it up. So, or one of the guys who brought it up. So I'm not blaming you for bringing it up. I don't know what to say anymore about it. Today's Kia post-game press conference with Coach Steve Kerr, brought to you by Kia, official vehicle of the Warriors. Visit KiaDealers.com to learn more.
I'm Steve Kerr from the Golden State Warriors. You're talking about them. I just want to say congrats to the Blazers on a fantastic year. And you know, having played here for one season a long time ago, I've always loved this city, loved the fan base, the energy in this building. And this version of the Blazers over the last few years has been, you know, one of my favorite teams to watch. Have so much respect and admiration for Terry and his staff and the players, what Damian and CJ do as leaders and as a backcourt together. It's amazing to watch. And I know the city loves its team, and they should love this version of this team as much as any of them, because they're a great group. We had to fight and scrap. In the end, it's a sweep, but we had to scrap and claw for three of the four victories. So this was a lot more difficult than it may have appeared. So we're happy to move on. And happy to get a little rest before we have to play again. We'll open it up.
Gareth Burke, NBC Sports Bay Area. And going along with the difficulty, there are going to be people who look at this and see a sweep, think it was easy. What made it so challenging, whether it was the things that the Blazers were throwing at you or the injuries siphoning off your manpower? How did you guys persevere?
Well, you know, our guys have been at this for a while. So they know how to win. They know how to come back from deficits. And when you get this deep in the playoffs, you're playing against the best teams in the league. And, you know, this backcourt that you're dealing with McCollum and Lillard, it's a nightmare trying to stay in front of them. And you have to commit help. You have to have a five-man defensive effort. And that leaves you vulnerable in areas. I thought tonight they did their best job of exposing those vulnerabilities. You know, Myers Leonard was fantastic, and they did a really good job of moving the ball. They had 31 assists, and our defense was shaky tonight, but we turned it up in the fourth quarter and in overtime and got it done. But it was an uphill climb the whole way.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. What did you think of the efforts of McKinney and Looney in overtime for you?
Well, I think they've both been fantastic all year. You know, Looney has become one of our foundational pieces. He does this every single night. And I think one thing that we've seen in almost every series is as the game goes on, and players get tired, Loon gets more and more rebounds. He just has a knack for the ball, really long arms, great feel for the game. And so his rebounding, I think he had 14 tonight, bunch of offensive boards, really a big key for us. And then, you know, without Andre, we needed every ounce of effort from Alfonso. And, you know, we didn't want to extend Sean Livingston's minutes. Played 21, which is already a high number. Up 3-0, you know, going into tonight. So when we went overtime, we just decided let's give Zoe the minutes, and he came through in a big way.
Steve, Nick Friedel, ESPN. in this era, how would you put into context what it means to go to the NBA Finals for the fifth straight season?
I hope it doesn't go unnoticed or underrated. Five straight finals hasn't been done since the 60s, since Bill Russell's Celtics. Hasn't been done for a reason. It's really, really difficult. And so I just can't say enough about the competitive desire of the group of players that we have here and the culture that they've built together. Playing together regardless of injury. We've had, being without Kevin these last five games has put us in a really tough spot, and our guys stepped up in a big way. A couple of years back, we were without Steph for over a two-year period. I think he missed like 12 playoff games, and we won 9 of them. So the group has a fiber to them where when guys go down, they find a way to come together and compete and win. Starts defensively. If you can defend at a high level in the playoffs, you always have a chance. But I just think the experience of winning titles helps you in these moments, and it helps you continue to move forward and come away with victories like tonight.
Steve, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Terry Stotts mentioned championship pedigree when he walked in here, and I wonder if you can kind of drill down into what exactly that is and the trust between your players, namely the great pass by Steph when he was trapped to Draymond for a three.
Yeah, I mean, I think the championship pedigree, what that means is not panicking in big situations and trusting your teammates, trusting what you're doing out there. I almost called a timeout halfway through that possession because it looked like nothing was happening. And, Draymond just did what Draymond does. He hits big shots. This is a guy who hit 5 threes in game 7 of the finals a few years ago. When nobody else could make a shot, he made 5 threes. He's not even a three-point shooter. So Draymond is just a big-game player. Steph trusted him, and that was obviously the shot of the game.
Jamie Goldberg from the Oregonian. Steve, Damian Lillard obviously has been battling a rib injury throughout this series. What did you think of his performance against you guys tonight to keep the Blazers in this game?
Well, I thought he was great. I thought the game softened up when Myers Leonard started making threes. We had to make some adjustments, and as soon as we did that, Damian's eyes lit up. He started to see single coverage, and he got going. And so I felt like, he got loose, and it obviously made things really difficult on us. So he had a fantastic game. So did CJ. I mentioned, Myers. So they all had it going, but we found a way. And I think over the course of the game, it just gets tougher and tougher to make shots when you're playing big minutes. You're going into overtime, and so our defense, I think, eventually kicked in. Our guys did a great job.
Steve, Mark, Medina Bay Area News Group. Obviously, Steph's and Draymond's talent speaks for itself, but what makes them a unique tandem in terms of their chemistry together and their leadership approaches?
Well, they've been playing pick and roll together for 5 years, more than that, 7 years, I guess. And Draymond is an amazing playmaker, and Steph is so lethal that he's going to draw a lot of attention. So they have a real knack for working the pick and roll together, finding openings, and then attacking. And they're both great passers as well. So they're fun to watch. They're kind of made for each other from a basketball standpoint. They've been doing this for a long time. So they've got a real feel for each other.
Front row left, right here.
Ethan Strauss, The Athletic. A lot of coaches shrink their bench in the playoffs, but in this series you really expanded it. What was the thinking behind that? Why that approach?
Well, we had to. When you're missing Kevin Durant, you can't replace Kevin with one guy. We had to replace him with three or four night after night. And then tonight without Andre, we had to, find more minutes. So it was a good series for the bench. They did a fantastic job. And we I think, mixed and matched and tried to find combinations that worked. And a lot of guys really played well over the course of the series. And that was a big reason for the series win.
All righty, that was Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr is brought to you by Kia, the official vehicle of the Warriors. Visit KiaDealers.com to learn more. Warriors 119, Trailblazers 117. Warriors sweep the Western Conference Finals. They await the winner of the Milwaukee Bucks-Toronto Raptors series. 888-957-9570 is the number. Time to take your calls and talk about this one. We can go big picture. We can go small picture. We can talk about the ins and outs of this game. We can talk about the greatness of the Warriors in the last 5 years. We can talk about the greatness of the big three, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. They were the ones who got it done tonight. Although, at what point do you start saying Kevon Looney's a part of this thing? Kevon Looney tonight, Guru, 5 for 7 from the floor. He finishes with 12 points, 14 rebounds. And when it comes to second chance points, Warriors 15, Blazers 7. That was a big part of the win tonight for the Warriors.
Yeah, and you and I had a discussion about how important rebounding is, and you talk about this deadly team that the Golden State Warriors are, and you give them second opportunities, sometimes three. It's out of control, Steiny, and now I'm just looking at, the hard work by Looney. It seems to be rubbing off on McKinney. Your rep coach, Jordan Bell, chipped in with 14 minutes. My point is, Jacob Evans got in the game. It's back to strength in numbers this series. And I feel like they're feeding off each other, mainly the bench guys, when they see, the other guys chipping in. This is a special win. And what they're going to do with the time off, Steiny, I don't know. But if it were me, number one on the item list is Kevin Durant. Can he come back for the finals? But I'm going to say this to you. 9-10 days, I want to say, hell yes, he's coming back. But what if he didn't? Can that work against the team? I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, that's simple as that. He's either going to be healthy enough to play or he's not going to be healthy enough to play. And the Warriors will go play Toronto or Milwaukee without him. And the reality is, they might not be the favorites if they don't have Kevin Durant. But in a lot of ways, they'll be expected to win that.
No doubt.
With or without Kevin Durant. Let's head out to Ohio. Ohio is in Oakland. And when we go out to the fans, it's always sponsored by Audi Concord, your affordable Audi dealer. Enjoy an unparalleled shopping experience. More at AudiConcord.com. What's up, Ohio?
Steiny and Guru, you guys need to stop it, man. I told you guys this was going to be a sweep. Now you're seeing Oakland's best game. Now you're seeing that the bench really makes a difference in this whole. The bench been supposed to be making a difference all year long. But now they're stepping it up like they did when they didn't have Kevin Durant and when they didn't have Cousins. They've been doing this for 5 years. So there's nothing different. Now we got our rest, so bring Milwaukee on because that's who we're going to play, and we're going to be waiting for them. But let me tell you this. Draymond Green.
I knew it was coming.
I'm naive.
He was itchy from the get-go. 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, Warriors 119, Blazers 117 in overtime, triple-double. For Steph Curry, triple-double for Draymond Green. The Warriors won despite playing without Kevin Durant, without Andre Iguodala, also without DeMarcus Cousins. And just another special win to add to the Warriors' dynasty highlight reel. And they've had a few of them now in the last 5 games. I don't think there's any doubt, Guru, that since Durant's gotten hurt, obviously no one wants to see an injury, but the Warriors have sure made the injury have a silver lining. And the silver lining is this team has been galvanized by it, and they're together, and they head to the NBA Finals. They're going to be rested, and they're going to be confident. I mean, really confident.
Yeah.
So that doesn't spell, necessarily good fortune for the Eastern Conference champion.
Now we got a while to get ready for Game One. All depending on who they play. But I'm gonna tell you, I was in the building when KD got hurt. I didn't think they were gonna pull out that game. I didn't think they were gonna pull out the series. I've told you that. But then I predicted a sweep after I saw them respond and watching the rest of the gang chip in. But now taking that next step against whoever, Toronto or Milwaukee, Steiny, I'm back to being a little. You know, you can sense the trepidation that they need Durant to beat one of those two teams.
Well, the good thing for you, Guru, is there's 9 days for you to change your mind four or five times.
I'm going to be in the lab, but I'm going to enjoy this one.
You're not coming in tomorrow?
No, the lab, getting all the notes together, injury reports, and then I'll say who's going to win.
Okay, well, we'll be waiting. Okay. We'll be waiting. It's going to... Hey, you guys think we'll be able to make it the next 9 or 10 days? Look at my man Alex with the strut. He had the Michael Jordan strut after the three-point shots against Portland that series. Guru, you know, I know how you like to say when you're on the verge of saying something you think is poignant.
Yeah.
You're going to love this. Well, I got a couple. You're going to love this from my side. You want to talk about light years? We talk about Laker being light years. Let me tell you who's light years. Draymond Green, he is light years. And here is why he is light years. The fact that he has spent the last 2 days saying, I've been looking in the mirror. I don't like how much I've been complaining. I think it's kind of been disgusting. I've been crying too much. The refs make mistakes, too. He has set the table for him to just be able to knock the crap out of people in the finals without getting any calls.
Yeah, you got to give him. That's called game.
There you
go.
That's called light years.
Yeah, and he's manipulative. Well, he ain't manipulative. He's a junkyard dog. He's a junkyard dog. Another 43-minute performance, and then he hits the go-ahead three. I didn't think that was flawless. I'm like, oh, you little gassed. And he hit.
Christian in Richmond, what's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Man, these Warriors, like you guys were saying, it's a real dynasty that they have going. And even if KD leaves, the Warriors always have that next man up mentality, and that's what's gotten them through Houston and now Portland. When KD's gone, Dre steps up, Steph steps up, Clay steps up. There's always somebody stepping up for somebody else, and that's just really what they got going for them. And I think that's why they're going to go far. As long as they keep those three together, man, it's limitless.
Mm. That's not a bad point. And the other thing is, they talk about the strength in numbers, but the reality is,
we were doubting the numbers, though.
Think about it. You got Spates. You got Barbosa. Oh. Who else has come off the
Ian
bench?
Ian
Clark helped him at times.
JaVale McGee.
McGee helped him at times. David West helped him at times.
What's my guy, David West?
McAdoo every once in a while. No, not Kuzmich.
David West.
And this year, McKinney. My point is, it's much easier to step up if you're a role player when you're playing with the superstars like the Warriors have. It just is. They make, and listen, Kevon Looney's been terrific. Think about how he's spoon-fed by playing with all the other Warriors. Again, I don't want to take anything away from Kevon Looney. He's been terrific.
I can't wait to see who pays him. But hopefully it's the Warriors.
But it definitely, it's easier to be a role player with superstars who are among the best in the NBA. Let's go to Will in Berkeley. What's going on, Will? How you doing?
Yo, man, I love you guys, man. I'm feeling the love tonight.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for my Warriors. I feel like a proud papa. I have a new nickname for these guys. The Outliers.
Huh.
That's the babyface assassin.
We got, I thought it was for Guru and me. I thought it was you and me were the outlaws. It's not. I thought that's what Will was. Okay.
It was more the team he was focused on.
Oh, you cut Will off?
Oh, we were ready for Will, you got to call back, Will. Chill, Will. He was happy, though, and he loved us.
He should be happy. I hear, you want to know my other one? Here's my other one. Don't steal this tomorrow.
Right.
In fact, I'll have to come out with both. So when you think about the greatest players of all time, Wilt, Kareem, Bird, Magic, Jordan, LeBron, and let's say you're going to put Curry in there, all right?
All right.
Is it crazy to put Curry in there or to put him in that list? Top 8, 10?
The numbers say no.
Okay. So of all those players, there's nobody in the history of the game that has played at such a physical disadvantage as Steph Curry. He's 6'3", he's 200 pounds, let's say. Kareem was 7'2", Bird was 6'9", Magic was 6'9", Jordan 6'6", Freak of Nature, LeBron 6'9". So the only people we can really compare him to is Isaiah, maybe a Nate Archibald. So that's another reason why you got to consider him among the greats of all time, is because he's made this kind of impact, and he's the smallest player in the history of the game who's ever made this kind of impact. But taking it a step further,
all right,
Stephen Curry, in 90% of the games that Steph Curry, I'd say more than that maybe, in 90% of the games that Steph Curry plays in his career, when he lines up with the guy who guards him, Most of the time, he's at a physical disadvantage.
Okay, you are correct.
The Portland Trailblazers are one team where he is physically superior to both their guards. He is physically superior to Lillard. He's physically superior to McCollum. They don't have any size on him. They don't. What do they have on him? Damian Lillard, maybe with a little bit of quickness, maybe.
Steph has the mental game.
So the point is that he plays a team. You wonder why he averaged 36-37. He had a mismatch every single night, and he usually doesn't have a mismatch, physically at least.
Yeah, and for you to...
Don't you dare take that from me tomorrow.
You'll be okay. Steiny, this dude's special. He revolutionized the game. He's in his prime. And of all those guys you mentioned on the list, I don't think during their prime, people were whispering, we heard them right here on the station, that something up was up with Curry. We didn't know if it was father time. That wasn't but 30 days ago, if not less. And here comes this metamorphosis again to have Steph Curry, number 30, put the NBA on notice of whose league it is. And if you disagree, it may not be his. It's part of his. And if he goes ahead and pulls this off, if they're without Durant in the finals, I'm just like, I'm stunned. I'm speechless. I've run out of superlatives. Steph Curry is a bad dude.
I'm hearing Allen Iverson.
Even Allen Iverson says Steph's better than him.
He is.
It's not Allen said it.
Please, the numbers. If you put Steph Curry's numbers next to Allen Iverson's numbers,
different
Iverson
era?
Would be ashamed.
But could Steph take that Philly team to
matter.
The finals?
Doesn't
in the
matter.
East?
It doesn't matter. Hmm. And then here's a 408. Somebody's got to get the cotton out of 408's ears. Why do you never say Kobe, Steiny?
I was about to.
Because he's. Oh, you mean when I said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was getting. I was feeling something.
Yeah,
I'll let you go. It's late.
Yeah,
but Kobe's in there.
I don't know. Yeah, but I mean,
I'm
he had
saying
a physical
he is
advantage.
For me.
Yeah, he had a physical advantage over most of the players that he played against. Manuel in Dublin. What's up, Manuel?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You guys do a great job. Every night, you know, every day in the morning, you know, you get us through Warrior Talk and you break everything down. Tonight, man, I thought that coach went for it, man. He kept Curry in there. I'm so glad we got this. I thought, I wouldn't want to go back to Oakland and have the little bit of pressure on us. But I kind of want to look ahead a little bit now. I'm still thinking the Bucks. Papa broke it down today where he thinks the Bucks are vulnerable. He says let Giannis take the three a little bit. Kawhi's hurt. I'm still shocked, man. Can you imagine if we would, and I always bring this up every year now, if we would be going for a five-peat right now? We're a minute away. So I'm going to listen to you for the next 9 days, get hyped up, save up my money for game three in Oakland. And I just can't wait. You guys do a great job, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. 707 says, I'm high. McCollum is way bigger than Steph. McCollum's 6'3", 190. Scrawny. McCollum's scrawny.
Hey, speaking of, he just gave the Warriors the best compliment I think I've ever heard. Dame Lillard, whether they're up or down, talking about the Warriors, they do the same things. And that's Portland does it. There's schizophrenia. It's like, you know, they're playing a good defensive team. But, Steiny, just think about that. I think that's profound. Whether they're up or down, they do the same things.
888-957-9570. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Five straight NBA Finals. The Warriors will be headed to their fifth NBA Finals. Those begin Thursday, May 30th. The Warriors will play either the Milwaukee Bucks or the Toronto Raptors. Only one other franchise in the history of the NBA has ever gone to five straight NBA Finals. And it was the Boston Celtics in the 60s. You start thinking about what this franchise has accomplished, and you realize that whether you're talking about the Showtime Lakers, Bird Celtics, Michael Jordan's Bulls, Kobe Shaq Lakers, anybody in the 70s, this team has had more success over a five-year period than all but one of those teams. And it's pretty remarkable when you take a step back and think about it that way, Guru.
And it's still in process. That's the crazy thing about it, Steiny. It still is going. We don't know where it's going to end. But right now, at this juncture, you speak of the five straight trips. It's phenomenal.
888-957-9570, the number. Let's head back to the phones. Let's go to Jake in San Carlos. Hey, Jake.
Hey guys, I guess like for me, like I just want to say like I'm young, I'm only 25, but like when it comes to people who are like the most influential in basketball, I think of Steph Curry and I think of Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking about numbers, I'm talking about effect and how much that one player just took over the world. And I guess you could say Vince Carter with that, but like to be in that kind of category, in that kind of realm, it's just unbelievable. And for him to be on our team, man, we're blessed. So,
yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. A little choked up. Jake, maybe a little choked up.
It's called passion.
Yeah. You can relate to that, Goo.
Yeah. But
when's the last time you cried over a sporting event?
Wow. Tiger.
That's Cowboys.
Tiger.
Cowboys.
Well, he just won the Masters.
Oh, it was tears of joy.
Yeah. Tears, that's different. Tears of joy, yeah.
What about still tears of sadness? Ah, never mind.
Yeah.
Greg in the city. What's up, Greg?
Hey, thanks, guys. I enjoy your show. Hey, I just want to talk about right Curry here and Looney a little bit. Curry's still my MVP of the Warriors. Best shooter in the league, best passer in the league. That translates to the Warriors MVP. And let me, just one word for him. He's a magician on the court. Okay, that guy puts a ball in a string like nobody to me. Looney, I give him credit. I didn't think he's going to be doing it like he's been doing it. I think his jiu-jitsu training's been helping that man a little bit with good shape. And I like the Warriors using more hands on D like they were in that fourth quarter and overtime. So that's about what I got. Curry, you're my MVP. Go Warriors.
Thanks, Greg. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Wow, Steiny. He's on a roll. Speaking of our man's guy, Curry.
Looney, he is in terrific shape right now. How about this? The Warriors, so they're missing Iguodala. They're missing Durant. All right, they don't have Cousins.
Wow.
And the Blazers were the team fading. The Warriors seem to be getting stronger in that ball game, and they're depleted.
I think Denver took a lot. No excuses. I think it took a lot out of Portland, that whole series.
Tough to deny that. Tough to take exception to that.
What about Lillard's shot? You got to do better than that, right? Not Lillard for shooting it. Stotts, give me something better. And you're down two.
Michelle, Santa Cruz. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
So, I'm excellent. I'm so excited the Warriors won. Sweep, sweep, sweep. Anyway, I was a ref for many years and a basketball player myself, and I seem to feel that Steph Curry is kind of like Jerry West in the sense that he has such the game smarts like Jerry West had back in the day. I used to go to those games down in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
as a kid when I played. Anyhow, I want to say my MVP is Stephen Kerr because the coach has done a phenomenal job with resting the players, getting the bench off the bench and playing. And now we have like two first strings, kind of, sort of.
You know what's funny, Michelle, is I was talking, you're not going to believe this, I was talking to a guy today about Jerry West. And I didn't see a lot of him. He was kind of at the, you know, I was young and he was
the logo.
Past his prime. But, you know, it's funny. If comparing Steph Curry to Jerry West nowadays, I bet you a lot of people are like, well, he's better than Jerry West. And they've never seen Jerry West. But Jerry West was unbelievable. I mean, he was an incredible player.
And you have to remember, we didn't have the three-point line back then.
Yes.
There wasn't that extra, you know, kick in. But, you know, when I was a kid, my mom worked for United Airlines. And she had Jerry West come to my town, my gym, and school me for like 3 hours when I was in ninth grade.
Nice.
And
wow.
My high school, Chatsworth High, went on to be undefeated for 3 years straight in the state. In the state, Division One.
Nice.
Whoa.
Well, thanks for calling, Michelle. Yeah. Appreciate
it.
Don't be in. Jerry West was incredible.
Speaking of comparisons, real quick, Stoney, Draymond Green is turning into Magic Johnson right before our eyes. Where was this during the season or he was saving it? He is turning into Irvin Magic Johnson with the ball in his hands, making the right Joe Montana pass. He's just a creator.
Six turnovers tonight.
Okay.
Well,
he's your MVP.
Yeah.
Of the series. You like that?
Well, he is. But yeah. You said he's Magic Johnson.
Magic, there were times they called Magic Tragic Johnson. Well, things happen.
I mean, I'm just saying, Magic.
But you know what
you're
I mean.
You're comparing Larry. You're comparing Draymond Green to probably the guy who led the fast break.
Okay,
better than
this is where I'm going.
In the history,
you're the basketball connoisseur. Is there a team out here that can stop Dray from bringing it down? What is that? As simple as get back and cut him off, like you say, Steiner. You were on to something. Nobody's doing it.
Listen, I've told you a million times. The biggest joke in the NBA. Our NBA advanced scouts.
Right. Why is that?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day. Is there, and I'm going to use me.
Okay.
But you could use other people too. Not you, but other people.
It'll be you.
No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
Is there any advanced scout in the NBA that knows more about the Warriors than I do? No. Because they haven't seen no scout. For the Brooklyn Nets has seen the Warriors play 300 times in the last year. You have. I have. Shasky has.
I feel like we got
the
same.
There's no advanced scout out there that knows more than someone who's got some kind of basketball smarts who's been watching the Warriors for 3 years.
Film don't lie.
So go over the film all you want. I can tell you it's the eye test. Jerry West lost 6 championships. Let me tell you something about Jerry West. It would have been a shame.
Damn, 6?
I thought he lost more than that. I know, Guru, you would have said he was gutless.
No.
You would have called him a choker. You would have absolutely called Jerry West a choker.
No, I know. I just wanted Jordan as the replace him as the logo, but go ahead.
Jerry West. Well, he must.
It was never his fault then, it sounds like you're saying.
Never. Never in a million years.
Whoa.
Jack in Berkeley. What's up, Jack? Actually, you know what? Jack, go ahead. We got you.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a quick question about what you guys thought about Jacob Evans getting some playing time today, because honestly, I thought it was kind of gutsy by Steve Kerr. He played so poorly in the regular season that, I don't know. I didn't really expect him to be out there tonight, but he was. I just want to know, what do you guys think?
Well, honestly, you know, Jacob Evans,
How did he get in?
He tied his shoes and...
He got in.
And Kerr said, go ahead in there.
Wow, man. He's got to be feeling good. 34 minutes.
Hey, three and a half minutes, he was a plus three. He played better than Jordan Bell did that one game where he played 4 seconds, right? And was a minus three, I think, minus two or three.
Speaking of Jordan
Jerry
Bell.
West, 1-8. 1-8 in the NBA Finals, Jerry West.
Well, that don't get a lot of run at all. Man, we've been barking at LeBron. Wow.
Who has been barking at
the
LeBron?
The world. His finals record.
I haven't.
That was Jerry West. Woo!
Jerry West. I don't know that Jerry West Lakers were ever a favorite against a lot of those Celtics teams. 888-957-9570 is the number. When we come back, we'll head down to Portland, talk to John Dickinson. We'll wrap it up, but stick around because at 10:30, Butcher Boy and Ryan Covey will be taking you home. We'll be right back.
Warriors wrap-up continues on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors headed to their fifth straight NBA Finals. They beat the Portland Trail Blazers 119-117 in overtime. And they will play the Milwaukee Bucks or Toronto Raptors starting next Thursday, May 30th. And let's head down to Portland, where we've got our main man, John Dickinson. JD, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing well. Just I'll just come at you with what do you think? Another ball game that is going to be one that fans are going to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty remarkable the way this team just kept coming in this series and had an ability to always make the run that they had to have to get the game close late and then to execute down the stretch and you know, just take the air out of a Blazers team. You know, series go down as sweeps, and you know, 3 years from now, you'll look back in Basketball Reference, or 10 years from now, you'll look back and go, man, the Warriors dominated this series in the 2019 Conference Finals. For a 4-0 sweep, that's about as competitive a 4-0 sweep as I can remember, although you had the feeling in every single game, at least the last three, that you knew the Warriors were going to make a run. You didn't know how Portland was going to respond. And I think what ultimately played out was the Warriors have more playmakers. The Warriors have the championship experience. And that core group of Curry and Thompson and Draymond Green, having been through and really seeing everything these last 4 years and now 5 years, going up against a team that was playing on this stage for the very first time as a collective.
JD, I was watching the game with Steiny, and I was complaining about the Blazers and the sets they were coming out in after timeouts, kind of in crunch time. And the Warriors took it to them. They deserve to win the series. And we talk about players all the time, but I'm asking you, how would you assess Coach Stotts and the job he did from a tactical standpoint this series?
Look, I think there's probably some things, you know, I'm tactical as far as plays and sets. I mean, I'm not going to get into that. I mean, the Blazers put their best players in positions to succeed in this series, and their best players didn't come through. That's the bottom line. Now, if you want to say, you know, maybe he could have made a lineup change here or there a little bit sooner, but he did end up going to Myers-Leonard for these last couple of games, and Myers-Leonard was a tremendous positive for this Blazers team. Gave him some scoring, gave him some energy, gave him a little bit of playmaking in terms of somebody to get the ball to if the Warriors were trying to trap Lillard and or McCollum and dare somebody else to beat him. So, you know, I think Stotts in some ways had an answer. I also think, you know, look, it's on the top-notch players to to succeed and to come through. And the Blazers missed layups, down the stretch of a lot of these games, shots that were there. But the reality is you put the ball in the hands of your stars and you tell them to come through, and the Blazers' stars didn't come through. So to answer that, tactically and sets and X's and O's, I think it's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's about the better team winning and players that are all-star caliber players not coming through for one team versus the other, in what otherwise was a relatively even series.
JD, the finals don't start till next Thursday, which is a long way away, or relatively speaking. They have Kevin Durant hurt. They got Andre Iguodala hurt. They got DeMarcus Cousins hurt. How do you think the Warriors are looking toward this break? How are they going to spend their time? And do you get the sense that Steve Kerr was kind of looking forward to it, or are they talking already about how 9 days is a long time?
No, neither really. I mean, Klay Thompson was joking about getting back to the Bay and hoping the weather is finally, better. I know there's been some rain, throughout the last few days, something that is atypical for, now mid to late May. So, no, I think, look, the Warriors are going to have probably a couple of days off. They're going to practice for a couple of days. They're going to take a day off, and then they're going to practice for a couple of days and figure out where they're flying to next Tuesday, whether it's Milwaukee or Toronto. And they're going to head there, and then the last day before is the big media day and the practice on the floor at wherever arena that Game 1 will be at. So that Wednesday, the day before, is something that will be a road city event day for them. The Tuesday is a travel day, so that takes care of a couple of those days right there. And then I think there's probably going to be two off days, I would imagine, between now and Tuesday when they actually leave. So that's four of the 9 days right there, and then tomorrow will be another one. It goes fast. I think there's time to fill it. I think not knowing the opponent makes it trickier, but clearly it's about getting Durant and Iguodala and maybe eventually Cousins after that healthy and trying to get them integrated. It's a nice problem to have, honestly. Typically, I'm more of a rest on the rest versus rust debate. I like to keep playing. I don't like long layoffs. But I think for this team in this situation, being so close to its goal after everything that they've been through during the last four-year run and being a little bit shorthanded and banged up right now, I actually think it's perfect for this team to be able to catch their breath, regroup, really hone in on the opponents that they're going to be facing because they're not going to have home court advantage in this next series, and just try and lock in one more time to finish this run.
JD, thank you so much, and safe travels back to the Bay, and we will catch up with you when you get back.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, JD, have a good one, my man. All right, that is going to do it for Warriors Wrap-Up. The Golden State Warriors, they sweep the Portland Trail Blazers, and they do it with a 119-117 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. They now play the winner of the Toronto Raptors and Milwaukee Bucks series. Toronto down 2-1 in that series. Game 1 will be coming up Thursday, May 30th. It's going to give the Warriors a chance to heal, but it's also going to give them a layoff. Ryan Covey and Joe Shasky next. That's the Realtor.com wrap-up show, your home for home search.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.